Morning, Elias. It's been a little while since we last spoke. Oh, a lot of different things. A lot of different. Hey, I wanted to start with a dream I got a couple nights ago, which is I've been toying with the imagery, trying to decipher the imagery. I won't give the whole dream to you unless you need it, but it was I was with this black woman who was like a neighbor, not in real life but in my dream, and she kept wanting to mate with me, if you want to use that, and she wanted to have one of her parents witness it, and then later on when I refused for or deferred for a couple reasons. Turns out she was an alien. So, like from another planet or another dimension or something like that. So, what the heck is that imagery? Yeah, was that? Go ahead. Was this a? I didn't hear that one part. Did you say it was a connection or interconnectedness with a like an extraterrestrial or alien or just. Okay. Okay, I think I understand. Okay, some time travel questions. I was in Hocking Hills a few weeks ago and with my friend, since she doesn't really know what I'm up to, we kind of split off for a while. I told her I wanted to go, like, meditate, but in reality, I wanted to go explore the time portal that is in Hocking Hills. And I sat in one location and lay down in another location. Was the ledge that I was sitting on the actual portal? Was that that place I laid down at? Was that it? So I actually laid in the actual portal spot. I felt, honestly, I felt more of a almost like a gentle electric buzz when I was sitting on the ledge versus when I was laying down in that, I don't know what you call it, underneath the ledge. What was that last word? Is it? It's I'm excited about the fact that I don't have restrictions on getting to that location. Has that location, that portal, been used by anyone in our time frame or just future time travelers? Do you use it the same way as you do the one in the basement? Why in both cases? That location and the one when we were in the Bindu and I were in the basement, was there not a time traveler there to like greet us or acknowledge what we're doing? Oh, I didn't know if they have like an awareness that someone's trying to activate the portal and they would go through the portal to investigate it. In regard to the portal that's in the basement in Dayton, and the owner, Tim, the owner, or the property manager, Benny and I found out they're doing some construction down there. Is this an opportune time for me to call or leave a message for the property manager, Tim, about renting a writing den in the northeast corner of that basement? That he'd be open to the idea of renting, he would now be more open to renting the den to us or to me. Or after the construction, either way. I mean, I can do.
Perhaps after the construction.
Is there any drawback into me calling him now, or do you think I should? Okay. Sounds like you need to wait another month or so then. Speaking of portals, I had a dream back in November about going through a portal and kind of like struggling to get out, like I was like kind of almost like trapped. And then I was going through, where was it? I was going through this spot where I had seen these green globes, if you will. And I was wondering what that is. I think they're like wintergreen colored, so it's obviously my essence energy. And it's some camouflage guy who I think was in a globe whispered a solution on how to get out to me. What's the imagery associated with that? Is this like something I'm trying to tell myself? Well, the wintergreen globes are my essence energy, so it sounds like I was telling myself I already know how to get out, and just try to relax your energy, I think was the message. Oh, okay. Well, that's simple enough. I was gonna ask some health questions. I still have basal cell and whatnot, some skin cancer, mild kind. I use this occasional medicine the doctor prescribes. Is there another natural option I could use, either on my skin or taking internally, that would help prevent the skin cancer? Yeah, I understand the fact it's all part of my body consciousness, but then why am I creating this? It seems like it comes back every year, thereabouts, and I have. Understand that. I'm trying to think this last I don't recall an outbreak because it doesn't happen that fast. I don't know if it's more associated with events at work or more associated with activities with my daughter or both. Okay, well, that wouldn't surprise me. Have I created any other form of cancer in my body besides that, besides the skin cancer stuff? Yay. My mid-range eyesight is lost some of its clarity, at the point where if it's a dark night, dark rainy night driving in a car, I have to put on these glasses to use for the mid-range and longer range distance, which I don't like doing. Is there anything that you would recommend me doing to reverse that lack of clarity or improve my eyesight? So the muscles around my eyes, over my eyelid, and behind my eyes. Right.
Yeah.
Close eyes and relax and go through the relaxation steps, or just
you can do this as many times within a day as you choose, and in that be aware to finish the exercise with relaxing those muscles. But in that, what you're doing is you are relaxing, and then you are encouraging your eyes to focus. But you are encouraging them to focus in a specific manner with a specific distance. And once you interpret this exercise for a time framework, perhaps a week, you should be noticing some difference. The more you engage the exercise, the more effective it will be. And I would explain to you that it is likely that it will be considerably successful.
Wow, okay. Let me make sure I got the last part correctly. You said defocus, and one and near the end it says defocus on the target or the focal point, and then that means basically let your gaze get kind of, I don't want to say blurry, but.
No. You defocus your vision first, not in relation to the target, not in relation to the focal point. Before you focus on the focal point, you defocus your vision. Then you focus on the target in clarity. Then you clear your vision and focus on the target.
I guess I'm not clear on defocusing your vision. I kind of thought that was like, I don't know what.
Yes. Your idea of defocusing your vision is correct in that you are not generating, looking at anything clearly. You are allowing your vision to defocus. Therefore, the effect of that would be that the images would be somewhat fuzzy or blurry.
Oh, okay. And then the last step, after I focus for 30 seconds, close my eyes and relax, and then I'm done with the exercise?
Yes.
Okay. And how many times a day, I mean, I think it'd probably be easier for me to do this when I'm back, maybe at home at lunchtime or something like that, maybe after work. Is 2 or 3 times a day sufficient?
Yes. As I expressed, you can do this as many times a day as you choose, and in that, it is a relatively brief exercise. Therefore, you can do it whenever you choose and wherever you choose. It is merely a matter of if you are in different locations, I would suggest that you incorporate a different focal point in each location that can remain the same. Therefore, if you are at work, choose a focal point there, and use that consistently. If you are at home, choose a focal point there and use that consistently. You can use different focal points in different places, but in each place, use the same focal point each time you do it. The reason for this is you are relaxing the muscles and the tendons, you do not want to strain your eyes. You do not want to be instructing your eyes to search. That requires more concentration, and it encourages those muscles and tendons to tense. And that defeats the purpose. Therefore, generating the same focal point in whatever area you are engaging the exercise in, your eyes know that that is the one object, the target that you are engaging, and that therefore your vision is not searching for a particular object.
Oh, I got it. Then they wanted me to ask you if e-cigarettes or the vapor cigarettes are safe. And I would think it depends on what you believe.
If in what capacity, then I would agree with you. It is very much dependent upon what you believe. In that, if you are engaging those types of devices and you are using them in relation to tobacco, you are continuing to use tobacco. And in that, it is dependent upon your perception of what you believe about that substance. Now, I would express that it is different from packaged cigarettes, from packaged tobacco. Considerable additive. Therefore, there would be a difference in the substance itself. But in relation to its effectiveness, or whether it is safe or not, that would depend on what the individual believes about the substance of tobacco itself. Which, if the individual believes that the substance of tobacco in itself, with no additives, is less harmful, then so it will be. And in that, you could express that this is safer than packaged tobacco.
Okay, I understand. Let's see. Does my dentist act responsibly when he works on my teeth? Always trying to, you know, do what's best. Well, a couple times I was wondering, like, God, why they're, it seems like they're, you know, drilling a lot more in my mouth or around the teeth, you know, than necessary. Like it's almost like I felt like he was trying to weaken the enamel in some of the other areas so I could get another cavity to go back to the dentist. He's acting responsibly, right? Or he's not trying to harm my teeth or anything like that, correct? Okay. I have sore muscles in my upper arms, and I'm sure it's from overdoing it with the weightlifting. Is the best way for that to be fully cured by just staying off the weights for an extended period of time? And if so, what would you recommend that to be? So like, well, it used to be, I used to always do the weights every other day. So one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off. And I don't know if. That's what I was thinking. So I'll try that and see how that works for me. I'll take today off. Okay, I'll try that methodology. In regard to relationships and romance, it seems like it's somewhat easy for me to meet friends that are women, but the women I meet as friends, I'm not interested in romantically, yet they are in me. Why am I not creating that connection with women that I'd be interested in romantically? I think it must be related to a desire for a certain degree of, I don't know if I use the word separation or not remoteness. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Which is that?
So you're saying the best way for me to draw that type of individual to me for intimate relationships is to maybe write that down, what type of objective or individual I'm looking at. Oh, okay. I don't want to do that.
In that, it is more so a matter of acknowledging
Okay. I'll have to. I kind of will acknowledge that and just let it be, and then hopefully that'll work its term. I'm thinking my one friend Gwen, when I do stuff with her, because she's a friend, even though she wants me more than that. I'm acknowledging that can tend to limit my meeting others because she's with me.
It will limit your interaction or your meeting others if you move in that direction of limiting yourself.
Yeah, well, okay. It's just I feel obligated to converse with her. I guess I need to figure out a way to kind of draw her with me when I want to meet somebody, when I want to meet some other woman, and I happen to be with her, figure out some way to bring her along so I don't feel like I'm leaving her behind, if you will. So basically, just sit down with my friend and basically just walk through what my expectations are of the relationship we have. Okay. All right. Laura Guth, the professional skier, does she have an awareness of me, and if so, an interest in meeting me? Okay. Science question. Am I still on the path to develop an array to detect extraterrestrials? Is that process and how the array would work, is that more of a receiver type or projector type? I'm going to give this some more thought. I know you're not going to give me more hints, so I've been toying with this, and let me ask one more question about it. Is obviously, it's there to receive The extraterrestrials are in our dimension, is what I'm referring to, correct? Okay. So the methodology I'm thinking right now could be using cosmic rays in some form or fashion. Could? Oh. Kind of like that, why this particular probable self has not chosen to develop a electromagnetic belt that can reflect or repel things like bullets. Oh, I don't doubt that one. Which scientific development that I'm capable of doing is the highest potential to provide me with a job or a revenue stream with it? So I should go. There's a group called SETI, SETI, that currently has large antennas that probe the skies of the universe, looking for signals from space, kind of like in the movie Contact. You keep mentioning my array, so you're not expecting that I would personally build an array, more like. So I don't necessarily have to build it, I just have to design it and then sit down with either someone from NASA or SETI and describe the design to them. Okay. I'm sure I could do that.
But you could also.
I could also what?
I express I am sure you could also.
Oh, you mean build it, you mean?
Design.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got it. Where was my other question here? Horse racing. I kind of got back into betting on horse racing, and I was trying to understand. I tend to go and try to figure out, use some analysis in picking the horse races, but it seems like there are times I'm creating a win when I'm not doing any type of calculations or analysis. Is the best way for me to create a winning ticket just using my impressions of either the horse's name or the jockey?
And intuition. For you, yeah.
Is that why I seem to do okay in a game called Roulette? I use my intuition picking numbers.
Yes.
And is that, of the gambling games, is Roulette probably the best one for me to practice my intuition? Or that in horse racing, I should say.
I have a question.
Okay. I know you don't do predictions necessarily, but is there a greater potential for the stock market? I'm sorry, my dog's making noises in the back with his toy. Is the stock market have a greater potential to be down the first part of this week or up? This coming week. Well, I'm thinking it's going to be up the first part of the week. That's my answer.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll have to make sure I sell my one particular investment. let's see. Oh, daughter question. My daughter has recently had a son. So is my grandson. And she's always asking for me to be close, moving back to Chicago where she's at versus where I'm at. Why does she want me to be back so close? Because I'm really not that far away. I'm only like 5.5 hour drive. Oh, I definitely agree with that. She wants me. Well, I've offered for her to move here, but she doesn't seem to want to leave Chicago.
And that is a matter of what you are most comfortable with. So I would accept.
I would. Yeah, and I know she recognizes I'm being very supportive of her. I just think I think she's comfortable if I'm closer. But I'm not ready to move back to Chicago anytime soon, especially when I have two portals in Ohio to play with. Regarding the portal, using it, the actual, once you get into the portal and you feel the energy, using it typically, once I get into a relaxed state with my energy, kind of a defocused state, how long will it typically be before I enter the portal? I mean, activate the portal. Oh, okay. So just defocus my energy. Okay. Okay. I mean, it could be like 5 minutes or even less. Okay. Mary's alarm is off a little bit early. I actually got like another minute or so, a minute and a half. Why don't I ask another question? Erin Burnett, the broadcaster, is she still have an interest in connecting with me via like the dream state or the meditation state? And there's no change in the activities that she wants to interact with. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay, so I got about another 30 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to tell me? And my friend Gwen's really not one of those individuals, right? That's an understatement. Okay, alas, well, our time officially is up. I want to thank you again. It's always been a pleasure, and I do look forward to our next call.
Very encouraging.